I mean, I feel like as a whole, everybody should take responsibility for that 8-8 record. And I was just trying to do my part and starting early and making sure I'm in the best shape because, you know, you got to start with yourself first.
What are your thoughts on the running back competition this year, especially with the addition of Le'Veon Bell?
Oh, it's going to be a heated competition. You know, I'm all for competition. I'm ready for the competition. And, you know, I work hard, and, you know, it's going to show this year.
Did you kind of have an idea that the Steelers were going to draft a running back that high? Does it bother you at all?
Oh, yeah, I knew they were going to draft a running back high. I mean, I'm going on my fifth year. I'm older. You know, we were banged up last year. We lose Rashard. And, you know, we need another running back. And, you know, it's going to be competition in training camp. But, he's a great athlete. And I'm looking forward to see what he can do on the field as well.
Is there a situation here where you have to have a number one guy, or do you think it's another running back by committee here?
I'm not really sure what the coaches is thinking right now, but I'm sure they would like to have a number one guy, you know, a guy that they can count on to be in there for majority of the snaps. You know, the running back by committee was kind of tough, you know, going in and coming out. So, you know, I'm not sure what they want to do, but, you know, I'm here to compete, and that's what I'm going to do.
Isaac, did you feel a little snake bit last year? Just because when you were healthy, you were effective, but it was the staying healthy part that was sort of the problem.
Yeah, it was, you know, it was tough. I felt like that was my year to kind of break out and show that I could be a number one running back and then to continue to deal with injuries. And then once I was feeling healthy, then I, you know, got injured again. So this year I'm just trying to work hard. And the harder I work, the more I lift it. Hopefully it'll prevent those injuries. Yeah, well, that's what they liked about me also. I can catch the football and I can run the football and I can block. So, you know, I was effective. I've been effective in the passing game since I've been here. And, you know, they know I can catch it. They know I can do things with the ball after I catch it. So, you know, I'm looking forward to us running more screens and having the running backs more involved in the passing game.
Isaac, when you went to Florida, was the goal to move your weight around a little bit? Looks like you added a lot more muscle, maybe dropped a couple pounds. What was the goal?
The goal was to get more explosive, to get quicker, to get faster, and to drop weight. You know, once the season was over last year, I didn't like the weight that I was at. So I started from day one, you know, and so I'm starting to feel good, but I still want to drop a little bit more weight and get a little bit faster. After OTAs and mini camps over, I'm going to go back down there and continue to train.
We're at Florida?
It's in Tampa, Ron Jones.
How much you lose?
I lost 10 pounds while I was there.
You want to get down a couple more, you said?
Yeah.
Is it tough just because of your frame? I mean, for you to really be a guy that can get really lean? I mean, that's really not something that's...
I mean, it's...
What you build is just sort of not...
It's so easy for it to come on and so hard for to get it off.
You and me broke, bro.
But, you know, it just takes dedication and to continue to eat healthy and to eat right. And, you know, the way I'm built, you know, I'm not going to come in at 215, you know, so... You know, I'm just trying to come into camp, hopefully around 228 to 230.
Is it something, you know, is the pressure on? Is this sort of the year you think you kind of have to do something if you want your the rest to extend your career here as opposed to?
Yeah, I mean, I know this is, you know, this is my contract year. And, you know, if it's not here with the Steelers, you know, I got to be realistic that I have to do well in order to continue my extent in this league. So, you know, that's why, you know, I'm not playing around. You know, we were 8-8. I wanted, you know, it was embarrassing not to make the playoffs. And, you know, for the team and for my own career, I know I have to perform at a high level this year.
Troy talked yesterday about how with his calf injury that it was sort of, I think the phrase he used was it could have been avoided. I mean, when you look at some of the stuff that you've been dealing with, he's like, Troy said, look, it's one thing if I'm at the bottom of a pile and a guy tugs my leg and turns it, but if it's, is it muscles and that other stuff, is it something you feel that, you know, you could have more control over in terms of trying to stay healthy?
I had my ankle was just, you know, ankle guy, you know, freak accident really. But you know, far as getting, I'm just trying to prevent all the little things, you know, your back being tight, your legs being sore where you can't really perform in preseason to win the job. You know, all those things come by coming in camp in shape and already going through all that all summer long and running. So you don't want to be out here be like, man, I don't really feel too good in this preseason game because I've been working out at training camp. Now my legs and my back is tight. You come in tip-top shape, you don't have to worry about any of those things.
What are your impressions of Le'Veon?
You know, he's good. I mean, he's quick. He's a big guy. You know, we really don't have any shoulder pads on right now, but, you know, he's a natural runner. And, you know, he's going to be a good addition for our running back room.